President Biden had skin cancer. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House confirming that today and that all cancerous tissue was removed.
White House Dr. Kevin O'Connor revealing a lesion removed from President Biden's chest last month was basal cell carcinoma, a common type of skin cancer the physician says doesn't tend to spread like other cancers.
Fox's Christian Goodwin, they will monitor the president's skin as part of his ongoing health care. Nearly 60 years after he saved fellow Green Berets during a 19-hour battle in Vietnam, retired Colonel Paris Davis is awarded the Medal of Honor at the White House, the nation's highest military award for valor. The now 83-year-old telling Fox News what he was thinking during that ambush in 1965.
Finish the mission, complete the mission, try to do it as quickly and as daringly as you can, and get back as safely as you could.
Soon after the heroic events, Davis was nominated for the Medal of Honor twice, but the paperwork disappeared. Ron Deese, a member of his team during the ambush, thinks that was no accident.
I think that because he was a black leader of our team, I think those recommendations were thrown away.
Davis was one of the first black officers to lead a special forces team in combat. The defense team for Alec Murdaugh says they will appeal his conviction for killing his wife and son, adding that his family still supports him.
The family came to trial every day for 6 weeks, expecting to hear proof positive that he killed Maggie and Paul, something that they had not heard before. After 6 weeks of trial, they came away more convinced that he did not do this.
Defense Attorney Jim Griffin, America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The U.S. and South Korean militaries are gearing up for the Freedom Shield exercise, computer-simulated command post training on the Korean Peninsula.
The drills are beginning March 13th despite threats from North Korea, which views them as a rehearsal for an invasion. A U.S. military spokesman says the purpose of the exercises is to strengthen the two nations' defense and response capabilities, and that the combined amphibious drills would be on a scale not seen since the U.S. and South Korea joint forces for springtime field exercises in 2018. In advance of the drills, a U.S. B-1B, capable of carrying a large conventional weapons payload, was deployed on Friday. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The U.S. giving another $400 million in military aid to Ukraine.
The United States will continue to rally the world to support Ukraine. We have seen incredible commitment from our allies and partners and applaud the more than 50 countries, including Germany.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, as President Biden had an Oval Office meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, reaffirming continued support for Ukraine. Meantime, Attorney General Merrick Garland becoming the latest top official to make an unannounced trip to Ukraine, taking part in a justice conference in the city of Lviv. Carnival wants to keep spring breakers in line after viral videos of cruise ship brawls.
The cruise line warning passengers ahead of the traditional college break period they could be slapped with a hefty fine and kicked off the ship for out-of-control behavior. The email warning them, acting in a way which impacts the comfort, enjoyment, safety, or well-being of other guests or crew, can get them taken off the ship and banned from future cruises.
Fox's Lillian Wu. A strong finish to the week on Wall Street. The Dow up 387 points today. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all gaining more than 1%. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.